So very pleased to be joined by comedian Marcus Brigstocke to talk about probably one of my favourite pastimes, actually, pub quizzes and pub quiz questions in particular. Marcus, hello.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Excellent. Yeah, very good. So you like a pub quiz, do you?
I love a quiz. Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
But one
Excellent.
Thing that kind of surprised me about the survey we're going to talk about in a second is
Well,
there's two subjects that have been named as the weakest subjects. I'm not surprised by one of them. I'm very surprised by the other one of them.
Which one surprised you?
Sport. I thought sport would be a strong subject. I thought everyone knew, you know, things about sport. Politics, I'm not surprised, is a weak subject, but...
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about sport. Whenever I'm on a pub quiz team and it gets to a sport question, I just shrug and sit back in my chair. There's nothing I can do. But that's the answer to a decent pub quiz team, isn't it? You need people who can cover different areas, and then everyone who's got a decent grounding in general knowledge.
It is, yeah. The trouble is, that's not the way pub teams usually work, unless you get to the high level, the sort of team that can be on eggheads. Normally a pub quiz is, it's a Thursday night, for example, you get a few phone calls from your mates saying, what are you doing tonight? And you kind of end up down the local pub having a pint trying to answer questions you have no idea what the answer is.
Well, I mean, these are the kind of people that for me have ruined the pub quiz by not taking it as seriously as they should. You know, it is not. The pub quiz has been dominated for years now by this sort of casual attitude. It's something that Britain should be taking seriously. We should be forming teams based on strengths, not friendships, and getting out there and winning. You know, winning these quizzes and walking home with that half crate of ale.
Now, just coming on to this survey that's taken place, and of course the reason behind this survey, just tell us a bit about that if you would, Marcus.
Basically, it turns out, despite Britain basically being a good place for a pub quiz, we excel at this, that there are loads of really, really obvious questions that evidently very few people know the answer to. You know, these are mainly trick questions. If you go to www.joindave.co.uk and then just do the test. I have to confess, out of 10, I got 2. So I'm talking to you from a place of deep shame. But things like, who's had the highest number of Christmas number ones?
You think of Christmas number ones, and there's only one man you think of. Yep. You think of Sir Cliff, don't you, really?
You're running immediately towards Stiff Pilchard. But it's not him. It isn't. It's actually the Beatles. So these are all foxy questions that would go into early rounds of a pub quiz where you think, well, I know that. Like, the Canary Islands were named after which animal?
Now...
You're dying to say canary, aren't you?
Of course I am, and it must be the right answer.
It is not. The correct answer is dogs.
Seriously?
You see, yeah, if you go to joindave.co.uk, it's chock full of weird stuff like this. All the kind of questions that you think, oh, well, I definitely know that. World's largest desert.
Oh, I'm rubbish on deserts. I don't know.
What would you plump for?
Clock's
ticking.
Oh dear, this is high pressure. I wasn't expecting this today. At the Sahara.
There, you see, you'd be up there with 62.53% of the country getting it wrong. The answer is Antarctica.
Desert?
That is the largest desert. Yeah, it's a desert. It's actually the driest place on Earth. Although, you know, if you give it time, the rate at which we are melting Antarctica through climate change...
Be the biggest sea.
Eventually, it'll be the largest sea, and your answer of the Sahara, which will have taken over most of southern Africa, will be correct. So it is only a matter of time.
That's true, but I think I don't know if I've got enough time for me to be correct on that one, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
The years that will take.
And I don't think it's something we should aspire to either. But
just so I can win a pub quiz, we ruin the world.
Well, whatever it takes to get that win in the bag.
And looking at something, you know, like I said, the questions you think you know the answer to, but you don't. But the thing that worries me more, actually, is the people who do know the answer to these questions. You know what I mean? You get the ones who just know all the answers to all the ridiculous questions. Mind you, they're the sort of people you want on your pub quiz team, I suppose.
Well, that's the thing, you see. And comedians, myself excluded, comedians generally are very good at this sort of thing, at just knowing a lot of stuff. I mean, the fantasy comedians pub quiz team would be Stephen Fry, obviously. Rory McGrath also knows a stunning number of useless facts. Vic Reeves, also brilliant at this sort of thing. And Ross Noble, really, really solid people.
Mind you, the thing with Ross Noble is he'd give you a big long answer, but you wouldn't know if it was absolutely true or not, because he can go off on tangents. You think, well, that conceivably,
exactly.
I suppose that could be true. But
amongst 40 minutes of waffle about monkeys and midgets and magical fork, be a little answer hiding.
The longest pub quiz in the world, to be fair. Yeah. Mind you, once you got Stephen Fry, I don't think surely you don't need too many more people. Once you got Stephen Fry,
well,
as the captain.
You know,
just remind us again of the website.
joindave.co.uk. And obviously, there's loads of fun stuff to do about the new series on Dave, Argumental, which features Rufus Hound, John Sargent and myself. But yeah, there's all this stuff about, and you can kind of, you can be annoying with your mates, which I think is what Dave is all about, by knowing these sorts of things and going, yeah, you see, the largest desert in the world is actually Antarctica. Mm.
See, that actually is a good fact. And sad though it is, you know I'm going to be using that down a pub or talking to my mates sometime in the next 2 weeks, don't you?
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah. Along with this one, what man-made landmark can be seen from space?
Do you know what? I've just been to Las Vegas, and you can see that you can see the top of the I don't know if it's a man-made landmark, but apparently you can see the light from the Luxor Hotel from space. But that's not the answer. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, well, yeah. The answer is actually none. No man-made landmark can be seen from space unless you have a telescope, in which case all man-made landmarks can be seen from space.